Deep listening. 1. A story migrates from the city. Suitcase stuffed with cathedrals of pixels, live streams pouring from pockets. At the end of the world, we are borderless, reborn. We are present, deep listening, the algorithms of connection readjusting to be seen, to perform ourselves, our foal caught by an internet balanced between the branches of an old tree. While behind us, cities burst into multiple centres, almost a virus in the conversation between concrete and sky. And now, we are hybrid. Part kitchen table, part iPhone application, each of us a bright stone in a rapidly evolving mosaic spreading between nations. We eat together. In the centre of the table, under a silver dome, an idea. We eat history and pass language between us, rules, rituals and relations, the feast of affinity, of wide inclusivity. 2. Paint migrates from the canvas and coalesces into poetry that communes in books that learn to dance and remember your name. We watch the cartoon flick of decorated bus stops, an organic film curated by children, call it the Museum of Belonging. We see the Amdram group drunk on philosophy upstairs at the village pub. We see the post officer who paints in the quiet light. We see the children whose arms grow into guitars, all the back bedroom operettas, the social media intelligentsia. We see the library throwing open its arms, the workers at the cold face of the page hacking words out of the white. We see the dancers at the edge of ideas. Know this. Collectivity is the antidote to cultural fascism, and we are animals of value, scrubbing the ground for new narratives, crossing the chasm between audience and performer, concrete and country, balancing on thin strands of wool web, understanding both branches are essential for keeping the thread tight, knowing a bridge moves two ways. The more we define art, the less it understands itself. Deep listening. Let the hills tell you what they saw. Let the ground remind you of the story of the boot. Let trees be our libraries, the archives of the forest. Let rock fall, echo dust. Let art interrupt us. 3. And if we throw words into lakes, let us be alive to the meaning of ripple. Let the ripples go where they need to. You cannot tell the waves to go home. Open your theatres to water, your workshops and festivals, your nurseries, your schools. Open your homes to the ocean. Let the waves flood the library and carry the books into the streets. We are throwing the stone now, in the quiet corner of here. While digital trees fruit faces that burst into seeds and pollinate policies. 4. An old thinker finds their face at last, pinned between the pages of a new handshake.